Hi, everyone. It's Lindsay Pinchuk, marketing expert and host of Dear Founder. I built my first company alongside social media and have been using basic Instagram tactics to build and grow my own companies and that of dozens of clients over the last 12 years. And with that, you have asked, and so I'm answering, and I'm bringing back my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp for a live class. This two-hour workshop followed by a Q&A will give you a strong foundation to use Instagram for your own business. You can check out more information and what you'll find inside through the link in the show notes. Make sure you save yourself a seat because space is limited. Let me know if you have any questions. And now on to today's episode. Dear Founder, I'm your host, Lindsay Pinchuk. At 30 years old, I founded my first company with just $500, building it to reach 3 million people and generate seven figures in revenue for 6 years straight, all before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal, to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. Today's part two to my conversation with Peloton's Jen Sherman, all about her struggles with Instagram and how she overcame them. As anyone who follows her knows, she has come a long way, and I couldn't be more proud of her. She's making reels, she's posting regularly, and she even started a TikTok account with her BFF that is all the rage among women 40 plus. As long as TikTok's around, you can follow her at Sunny and Jen. But if you listen to Tuesday's rerun, you know that I challenged Jen last year to five simple tasks to get her Instagram out of a plateau. And today we're unpacking that challenge and we're sharing the results. So get out your pen and paper because we are giving you some tangible steps that you can apply to your own business starting today. Let's get to it. So in case you're new around here, I want to get you caught up on the background of today's episode so you don't think that it's just some random conversation. Last July, Jen Sherman from Peloton, Peloton's original instructor, agreed to come on Dear Founder to share her inspirational journey starting over at over 40 years old and becoming a fitness icon through one of the world's most recognized health and wellness brands. Following Jen's appearance on Dear Founder, she invited me to ride live in New York at the Peloton Studios. And after we started talking and texting, because if you listened to that initial episode, you know, Jen and I have a lot in common. And as I found out this week, we both count orange as our favorite color, which, what the fuck, I've never met anyone who likes orange as much as I do. I digress. The more Jen and I connected and talked about her personal brand, particularly on Instagram, she finally admitted to me that she'd never made a reel and really had no clue what she was doing on Instagram. And so I broke it down for her. And a couple of months ago, Jen came back on Dear Founder to share about her imposter syndrome surrounding social media. On that episode, I gave her a challenge, which you'll hear us unpack today, and that you can even take for yourself. I've linked the challenge in the show notes. It's a great place to start if you're hesitant about Instagram. But today, Jen is back with an update. So in addition to talking about how she did with the challenge, we're also talking about the results, including taking a peek at her Instagram insights. And then Jen asked for more. And so I gave her a challenge part two. I am so excited for this check-in and for you to hear how Jen has come so far on her Instagram journey. And I promise you will take away so much from this episode. If you're not inspired to get started yet, you surely will be once we're done today. Come on in and meet my friend, Jen Sherman. We have a very special guest back on Dear Founder today. I told her I was going to hold her accountable, and a lot of you guys are holding her accountable too, because you've been reaching out to me and asking, when is Jen Sherman coming back to talk about her social media and her Instagram in particular? So Jen Sherman, Peloton's original instructor is back today on Dear Founder, and we are going to dissect everything that she has been doing on Instagram. So welcome back, Jen.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Linz. Think they're bored of me yet? Are they bored of me?
No, I don't think they're bored of you. And I also think that you have been such a great lesson. Like, I mean, this has been such a great lesson and a great exercise for so many of our listeners and my viewers on social media, because honestly, what you're doing is just applicable. It's applicable to everyone and people are loving it. So no one's bored of you.
Great. Love that. Okay.
First and foremost, I want you to tell us, how are things going on Instagram?
They're going well. I will say it's a big topic wherever I go. So it's working and it's noticeable. People are noticing. And when I say wherever I go, whether I'm with my girlfriends who are like, oh, that shit you put up last night was hilarious, or I've been traveling recently, like I've met a lot of Peloton members who have been like, I love your Instagram. You got to keep doing it. I love the content of Carly. I love the content of Target runs. It's been a big talking point. It's definitely added something for sure. And it's been really surprisingly ready, fun.
And that's the key, right? Because I told you that if it wasn't fun and you didn't like doing it, you weren't going to do it. If it's a chore, you're not going to do it. And I think that goes for everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm having fun with it. I flipped it around, and instead of it just being something that I had to do or should be doing, now I'm just like, F it. I'm so myself on there. That's the only way I can do it. But that's what I think is why it's working. And not everything you post is going to be, I've now realized not everything you post is going to be like you knocked it out of the park, but it doesn't matter. That's the whole thing. If you're on there regularly feeding them content, not every single thing has to be like shtick and a thing, you know, even just moments, thoughts, like I probably shouldn't have posted last night. Like, I can't wait to get into my bed, but that's how I was feeling in that moment. I don't know if you saw that. Like, I got home last night and I'm like, oh my God, I love my bed. And I know that there are women out there that can relate.
So how is it that you decide what and when to post? And I'm asking you this because you have really opened the curtains and you let people behind the scenes in a really awesome way, but not in an inappropriate way.
Okay. I'm glad you see it that way. I don't know if there's been so much of a method to the madness more than just like feeling in a moment that it could be anything. And I guess I'm not a content creator, but I'm sure this is what a content creator would. I mean, it's much more thought out for someone like that. But for me, it's just striking me in a moment. So if I'm sitting down and we're about to watch, you know, playoff basketball, there might be something I want to say about that. If I sit down and I'm about to cut up one of my salads and I have a thought on that, I'm just kind of popping in and out, not putting all that much thought into what it is and saying it the way that I would say it, because that's what's always worked for me my entire life.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but, and I'm going to make a guess right now. So I sat down at a girl's dinner a few weeks ago and one of my good friends sat down next to me. And the very first thing she said to me was, oh my God, I fucking love Jen's bright line content. And so Jen was on a girls trip and she went on a train and she posted the content of the train with her best friend, Pammy, who is now like an Instagram star.
Right.
And so like, my guess is that that was very well received. I don't see your DMs. I don't see what goes on behind the scenes, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because one, I know it wasn't planned. And two, I know you had some hesitation about it because I texted you about it that night and you were like, really? People want more of this? And I was like, yeah, we do. People want more of it.
Here's what we will say in this little, this is no longer an experiment because it's something that I'm planning on, you know, continuing with and I'm psyched to do. But in this project, let's say, the Brightline content, well, that was the shining star. I cannot go anywhere without people asking me about that train. I was at the diner with my mother for breakfast on this past weekend. Someone came up to me and said, what was that? Everybody wants to know about the damn train. And I think the content turned out just funny and it was cool. It was a cool thing to show people. people want to know about the Bright Line, and I was happy I was able to bring that information to them.
But, and it was real.
In a real way.
You know what I mean? It was real content, which I think is also very, very important to point out that it wasn't like planned. They weren't paying you. In fact, and you don't know this because I haven't told you this, but I actually reached out to Bright Line and I shared your reel with them. And I said, hey, did you see this? This is some great content for you. Jen's been sharing about you all weekend.
Wow.
I was hoping they would reshare it. They didn't. I don't think they did. At least, okay. I don't follow them. So I don't know.
Thank you for doing that.
But that's like I know you didn't do that with the intent, but I say that because that's what is so important when you are looking to grow your Instagram account, that you're tagging other accounts and you're letting people know that you're sharing about them because the hope is that they'll share it too.
Right.
So, but that was amazing content and it was off the cuff, which is even better because it wasn't planned at all.
And you know what? I know I am a huge scroller. I don't pretend that I'm just putting stuff on Instagram. I'm a fan of Instagram and I'm a fan of TikTok. I mean, for whatever it's worth, I spend more time than I should scrolling. And I love seeing people's content. I love when I see someone that I follow with a girlfriend, with their kids, with their family. But I feel like there's a balance and you kind of like, you know, you got to have to be picky and choosy. I'm a little picky and choosy about what I do show in terms of like the family and stuff like that. But the content on that trip to Florida with Pammy was just so fun and hilarious. And I had dinner with her last night and I had to throw her up because the fans want more. They want more of her.
Well, I told you when Pammy started following me, my whole weekend was made. I was like, oh my God, Pam's following me now. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so I gave you a challenge, Jen, and I want to go through each of these things and I want you to kind of weigh in on like how you think you did with it and then also how you think the outcome was from doing these things, if you know. Okay. So the first thing that I asked you to do is I asked you to be consistent and post 2 to 3 reels a week. So I think you did a really good job with that for the most part.
Yeah. So I feel like I have these ebbs and flows, which I'm sure I would imagine is normal when you're jumping into this game. I'm struggling a little bit with that consistency. But it is still top of mind. Like it was never even top of mind before. I was like, whatever, I'm going to try to get better at this and I'm really going to post and then just not do it. I am now building it into part of something I'm trying to accomplish in my work week. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel like I have these superstar weeks. Like maybe it was coming off of like the Bright Line content and all the fun stuff from Florida. I feel like I've slipped a tiny bit, but I don't know if it feels that way to someone looking in from the outside. You know, it's coming in, you know, it comes in waves and then I feel like I dry up for a couple of days and ooh, is that a big faux pas and how do I get more consistent and make sure that I fit it in and that kind of a thing.
We're going to talk about some next steps after we go through all of these things, but do you think that the reels have been they have been performing for you, but do you think that you've been getting results from the reels? Like when you post a reel, do you see your engagement going up? Do you see more comments? Do you see more people following you?
I've noticed every single thing has gone up in that way. The engagement's gone up. The views have gone up. Shares have gone up. I'm noticing a ton of people taking my stuff and sharing it. That little triangle thing. You know, I never used to see that. What is that?
It's an airplane. Like
a paper plane.
Yes.
Yeah. I see the paper plane with a lot of people. Like I'm thinking to myself, oh, look, someone thinks this is funny or something because they're sharing it and sending it to somebody else. I don't know. So I'm seeing all of those things for sure. And then I'm even seeing my following's even starting to grow, which is not,
is growing. And we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
So the second thing I told you to do is polls and stickers. And I know you did one this week.
You were proud of me.
I was so proud of you. Okay, so I wanna also share the context of this. So Jen's been going to Target and doing these Target hauls, and her reels from Target are funny and great, and they're filled with products and they're awesome. The first time she did it, I was like, Jen, this was like the best reel you've ever done.
Yeah.
And Jen took it upon herself, and I want to share that because when I saw it, I was so proud of you because I didn't tell you to do this. You just did it. Jen took it upon herself to realize that people want to know about the products that she's talking about at Target. And she went into her stories and she shared a poll and it said, Do you want me to talk about the products and give you a review on the products? And obviously, resoundingly, people said yes, and Jen's going to do that. So I share that because, one, it was a natural progression that Jen just realized that would be a great next step to her content, which I share that because everyone should be thinking about their content like that. And two, she asked her community. And that is what you should be doing. You should always be putting things up in your Instagram stories and taking a poll and asking what people want. And so now Jen knows people want this. I know you knew even before you asked, but you got a lot of engagement on that story. And now you have a follow-up piece of content to produce.
Correct. Which is coming shortly, people. Stay tuned.
I do want to see more polls and questions from you. And I do want to see you doing the Ask Me Anything.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to sidebar that because I want to do that. I don't know what my problem is, why I can't get that going. I need to do that.
Okay. So that's
going to be Ask Me Anything, like within reason type thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I shared in our last podcast that if you put up the Ask Me Anything sticker, you control the narrative and you control the conversation. So even if people ask you things that are out of the question, it doesn't matter.
I don't have to answer it.
You don't have to answer it.
You pick and choose what you want to answer.
You pick and choose.
Right.
Okay. The third thing that I asked you to do was to engage.
Yes.
How is that going?
I'm failing a little bit on that, right? Well, here's what it is. When you say engage, you're talking about commenting on comments, liking, commenting. What I've really failed, and it's the easiest of all the things to do. It's the one thing that I had always done. And now that I'm doing all this other fancy stuff, I'm forgetting the simple stuff, which is reposting other people's, how do we word it, Lindsay?
Reposting people's content of you and their rides in your community.
Correct.
You did it a little bit at the beginning when I
first gave you. Yes, and I used to do it constantly. After every ride that I taught, I would put up, I picked like 10 good ones and put them up there. I wonder though, do people give a shit? Is that like boring to scroll through that and just see someone say, it's like, I took Jen's ride.
So I think that it's finding a balance, Jen, because I will say that people love when they see you share their content.
Right. That's exciting.
So you don't have to share everybody's. And that was something we talked about on the last podcast. But I do think that it's fun to share, you know, four or five of people's posts about you and their ride. And, you know, especially if like someone reaches a milestone or
tag them and congratulate them. Yeah.
And also it encourages more people to do that because maybe they're going to get shared too. So yes, like, do I think you should put up everybody's? No, I do not. But I think you can pick a few and put them up, and you've done it a little bit, and I think you could be doing it a little bit more. I mean, that was kind of number three and four was the engaging. I will say that there are a lot of people who have reached out to me throughout this saying, oh my God, Jen liked my comment, or Jen double tapped something of mine. And they were very excited. Like, that you did that. Okay. So even the little bit that you have done it, I think was really helpful.
So let's keep that on the list that when we check back again, we're going to see if I do a better job in that area. Cause that's just simple.
Yes, that is just simple. And that's very easy.
Trying to fill myself in the aisle of Target, not so simple, but liking, commenting, engaging, and reposting, that's like the easy stuff. So that's like a big fail on my part.
And the sharing of the content, which I think
is the content. That's the easiest. It's like a tap of a button.
Hi guys, it's me, Lindsay. I'm not sure if you're aware, but over the last 9 months, I haven't just helped big enterprise brands on their marketing efforts through my consulting firm. I've also helped over a dozen women, small business owners, in launching their companies, building their brands, and to tweak what wasn't working. I've been building and growing brands for nearly 25 years, but I've forever used one method to build my own brands and that of my clients and students. My signature suite method utilizes social media, your website, emails, events, partnerships, and publicity to generate and execute cost-effective, community-centric marketing strategies. If you're looking for that added layer of guidance, please reach out. There's a link in my show notes. Book a call with me and let's see how I can help you. I can't wait to meet you and learn about your business. Now back to the show. And then the last thing I asked you to do was keep a list of content and ideas.
Yes, so, I do have that.
And how is that going, and are you using it?
I do use it. I do use it. And I've got a nice little file in my notes when I come up with a thought a lot of times. So I'm going through this period of life that many of my followers can relate to, which is called my sleep sucks. And so when I'm up at night thinking about things, but it's not a time where I can actually get anything done, that is when I am going into that list. And the list is growing. And when I need something, an idea, like I did look in, I looked at it this week because I knew that I had a concept that I came up with of something that I'd been wanting to do. Like, for instance, let's backtrack. Did you see last week I posted, tell them you were the first instructor without telling them you were the first instructor. And there was that early footage of me at my very first Peloton photo shoot.
Yes.
And that I loved that. That was on my content list. I put that on the note list probably a month ago. And I went into my list and said, oh shit, I never did that. I want to do that now. And I dug through everything, found what I needed to do, and I did it. So yes, I am using that reference and I am keeping a list and I add to the list and I refer to the list.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hivecast, an amazing agency providing high-quality podcast production made simple and affordable. I hit the jackpot when I came across Hivecast. As I pieced together services from contractors all over the web initially to help me with my podcast, Hivecast was everything that I needed all in one place. For just $500 per month, they not only produce and edit 4 episodes, but they also create the marketing assets. Emma, my account manager, is amazing, making sure that I'm on task and that we can schedule episodes regularly and by my deadlines. Honestly, the time saved working with Hivecast is worth at least triple what I'm paying. Their sister company, Fireside, offers other marketing services for small businesses, including social media management, Facebook and Instagram ads, search engine marketing, and so much more. Again, all at a rate palatable by a small business owner. The best part, there's no contract. You can purchase their services as needed on a monthly basis. Use the code FOUNDHER and save 50% off your first month of services. Give them a try. The decision to outsource this part of my business has surely saved me a ton in the long run, and it was the best decision I've made for my business. So let's open up your phone real quick because I would like to look at your insights and just... Yeah. Take a peek at what's going on in there. And I want everyone who's listening to know that, like, we haven't done this yet. Jen and I just talked for 45 minutes before we got on this. And I said, let's save it for the recording. So My guess is it's going to be good.
I hope so. But you'll tell me.
I will tell you.
I'm in my overview. Do you want last 7 days? Do you want me to go further?
So let's look at your last 7 days first. But you have to remember that your last 7 days compares to the 7 days prior. So, So let's look at last 7 days first. Tell me what we've got going on.
44.5% more accounts compared to April 26th to May 2nd.
Okay. And then what's the engagement?
Accounts reached. That's the next thing I see. Do you want that?
Yes.
Up 44.5%.
And then what about your follower count?
That has not moved.
But it has moved since we started. So I want
you... It hasn't moved since May 2nd.
Okay. So what I want you to do now is change that 7 day and go... I want you to make it as far back as you can go. I can't remember if it's 90 days or if it's 2 months. What is it?
90.
Okay. So select the tab at the top to 90 days.
Got it. Did it.
And let's see what happens now. I want to see the 90-day overview.
Okay, got it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
So I want everyone to...
146%.
In what? Reach?
Up 146% in reach. Up 122% in accounts engaged. And it was up 3.1% in followers.
So I want that's amazing. So I want to just share that those numbers, what that compares is Jen's last 90 days compared to the 90 days prior. And you have to remember that Jen started this probably about 90 days ago. I mean, when we're all said and done, it's probably been 2 or 3 months since we recorded the first podcast. And those numbers are amazing. Because that just goes to show that when you are doing things, it is resonating. It is, you are growing. And honest to God, all that shows is that all you have to do is show up. And that's really half the battle, is showing up and being there and sharing and being consistent and not just sharing in your stories, which is what you were doing prior.
Yes.
So that is really important. 3% growth. I know you feel like you and I have talked and you've said, oh, like the needle's moving. You know what? Like you have a really big account compared to a lot of people's accounts, right? Mm-hmm. So growing from 206,000 followers, which is where you were at, 206,000 when we started. You're at 210 now, maybe a little bit over. 211. Oh, okay. 211 since I sent you that screenshot. But yes. I mean, that 3% is a very good growth rate. Like when I think back to most accounts that I work with, I would say that it's in the 1% range, maybe even less, like on a trajectory. And as long as you're going up,
that's all that
matters. That's really all that matters. Okay. It's not about the actual number. It's going up. Like you want more follows than unfollows. So you are net gaining right now. And that means that what you're doing is working.
Bravo.
So I'm really proud of you. So tell me this. And what are some of the things that you are still struggling with? You talked a little bit at the top of this about, you know, just kind of your ebbs and flows in terms of your week. But what else is going on with you?
The one other thing that I still feel like there's so much to be explored and worked on is actually like the tech part of it, making the content. And I know that polished content versus unpolished content, there's a lot that we can talk about that. But even just the basic stuff, like I'm very proud of myself that I figured out how to do audio over footage. It was the simplest thing. There's so much more of that. I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? I still am living in that moment where I know that there's simple things that I could be doing in the creation of some of this content, the technical stuff that I don't know how to do. And it makes me feel really old and really out of it and really whatever. So, you know, that.
But I think that you would agree that all you really need is someone to show you how to do it. And once you know, right? And that was something we talked about on the last podcast, that you just have to do it. And then when you do it, you build upon it, right?
Right. Totally.
So, okay. So there are a couple of things that I...
And like, and editing the stuff. Like, did you see the other day? I think it was a good approach to it. I posted a reel and it ended so abruptly, because the editing, I like ran out of time or something. And I didn't love how it like ended, but I threw it up anyway. And then I commented, like, my editing skills just blow. Like, it's just so subpar.
But that is real to you.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That is something that is real to you. All right. So Jen, there's a couple of things that I want to kind of put on your radar for moving forward.
Okay.
All right.
Should I be scared?
No, you told me that I don't scare you. That was the last.
Let's go. Bring it on.
So the first thing that I want you to do is, and I know you have a busy schedule, but I also know that you kind of live by your schedule and you do pay attention to what's on your calendar. So I think that you need to put like a block or two on your calendar every single week to sit down and create some content so you don't have slow weeks. Like sit down and put some reels together. You can put them in your drafts. However, I do want to caveat that if something happens to your Instagram app and you have a draft in your like draft folder on Instagram, you will lose it. So like if you ever have to uninstall Instagram and reinstall it, you will lose the drafts.
That stinks.
So I wouldn't put in like 10 drafts. You know what I mean?
Got it.
But you could also create videos and save them, you know, download them and save them on your phone. And I can show you how to do that. Okay. But whether it's a reel or a post or whatever it is, I do think that it's important for you to get ahead of the game so that you're not thinking during those weeks where, you know, work is work and you're doing a lot of work that you have nothing to post, because I want you to schedule it and have it written out in advance and be able to use the content.
So how much time do you suggest I take per week? And I would put it into my calendar as if it's an appointment, just like I'm jumping on a Zoom meeting, or I will schedule it in. Couple hours a week. What do you think?
Yes, I would schedule 2 1-hour blocks to start because it's not like you're pumping out 3 reels a day. You know what I mean?
Right.
So as long as you have some content at the ready that you can post, and then what happens is you end up building up a little like bank of it. And then you can share, like the other day, actually, I remembered, oh, I have this reel from this podcast that I did and I never shared it. And it was so easy for me to post it. It was in my drafts and I was able to post it immediately. And I wanted something to post. So that is the first thing that I would do, because I think that you're getting really good at sharing. And so I do want you to share more and share more consistently and maybe even a little bit more volume mm-hmm. in terms of how much.
Yeah.
So by doing that and sitting down, and this is what I tell all of my students in all of my classes, you end up having the content at the ready and it will work for you, mm-hmm. but you have to be willing to set aside the time.
Right. I'm willing to do that.
Okay. The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to think about how to repurpose your posts. Now, for example, you're going to probably make a reel with your target recommendations. We talked about that. Is there a way that you can create a post, a carousel with pictures, or, you know, create some kind of cover that says Jen's Target Haul or, you know, something like that. And I can help you create a template in Canva that mm-hmm. you can use every time you do that, and you can follow it up with pictures.
But I've seen now you're going down a slippery slope, like Canva. Like, I don't know how to use Canva and I want to learn. So that's what I'm talking about, that I know that there's still so many avenues I haven't explored. Not that I need to know how to do every little thing, but my answer is yes. And how do we do that? You know what I mean? So,
well, I think we would start out slow.
Okay.
Like, I would give you a quick asset that says Jen's Target Haul, mm-hmm. and it will take me 30 seconds to create, and you will have the pictures and I will show you how to upload, you know, and you know how to upload a multi, you know, oh, how to upload a multi picture post.
I do.
And then you would write out in the caption, here's my Target Haul and here's what I think of all of these products. And that would be starting out slow.
Okay. Now, would you say it would be so you're saying, like, I'm going to do this reel, right? Where I'm going to be bringing back these products I threw into my cart, and I'm going to be telling people what I end up, what I'm loving, what I'm not, whatever. And then, so that's a reel, but you're also saying, take advantage of this little theme that you're, this little topic right here, and now do a post. And would that be all written out in text? Like, would you like, does it make sense to
write? Yeah, I would type out a caption and type out like a couple sentences about what you think about each of the products. And I would put it in a caption.
Okay.
Honest to God. I mean, I think, so if you look at a lot of the content that I put out, a lot of it's the same. I mean, like, I'll take copy and like, I'll transcribe podcasts that I've done solo and turn them into captions.
Okay. Got it.
So I just want you to start thinking a little bit more about how can I take this piece of content that I'm doing, especially if it's evergreen, which means there's no time stamp on it. Mm-hmm. And how can I really squeeze all the juice out of it?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Right. And that's probably a little bit more involved, and we'll have to have some offline conversations about that, but that's okay. There's two other things. Three other things. Sorry. There's three other things. The first of these three, I want you to be sharing your story more. And I know I texted you yesterday and told you to remind me of this.
Oh yeah.
I want you to share your story more because a lot of people don't know your story, and sharing your story is a way that you connect with your community. And even for the people who do know your story, there are parts of your story that they probably don't know. And so I want you to get into a rhythm of sharing your story and how you got to where you are, that letter to John Foley, once a month.
Okay. And it's
important.
And for people that are viewing my content though, and obviously you're hoping that your audience is always growing, but it's not like, all right, we get it already. Your letter to John Foley.
No, but we put a spin on it and we'll talk about that. How do we change it up? And how do we, you know, you want to share things with people that they cannot Google about you,
and
add that into your quote introduction. But it is so important that you're constantly sharing your story to remind people of who you are, what you do, and really and truly why you do it.
Right.
And I don't think you do it enough. So even if we start with once a quarter.
I don't, for sure. You're right.
I also want you to start using the Ask Me Anything.
Okay.
At least once a month. And we can talk a little bit about that as well. But you and I both know that your community loves you. And when you did like the total request ride, that was like, that probably blew up in your, right? You had so many people answer that comment in or the question in the question box. Mm-hmm. That helps your engagement.
Okay.
So the minute you put that question box up and people start responding, it helps you and it helps your content to be seen by more people because Instagram notices that in their algorithm. Okay. So I want you to use the Ask Me Anything at least once a month. And maybe you even get fancy and you say, like, I'm going to do it like the first Friday of every month. And okay. It becomes something that people know and can expect.
Okay.
And then the last thing I want you to do is you just talked about the technology piece. I want you to keep a list of things that you see mm-hmm. that you want to learn how to do.
Great idea. Because that happens a lot while I'm scrolling.
So that we can work on that together. And, there have been times before where you've sent me a text and you're like, how do I do this? And it's something so simple. Yeah. It takes me 1 second to answer. So whether it's me, whether it's Evan, whether it's Carly, whoever, you Google it, but I want you to keep a list because oftentimes it's just someone taking 1 second to show you and then you can start implementing.
Okay, great.
How does that sound?
It sounds fantastic. No, it sounds great. I think these things are all doable. Obviously, everyone's depending on what's thrown at me between life and work and whatever, that sometimes throws a hiccup into like your game plan. But for the most part, this is all, I think, very doable.
And now it's not just an experiment, right?
No. We're out of the experiment phase.
Well, Jen, I'm so proud of you. And I know I've said this to you, but I want everyone to hear it. You really have made good on your commitment to yourself, which I think is so important. And to really taking your personal brand to the next level, which I think is so important for someone who's in your position. And I do hope that you are seeing the results and the benefits from it. And that I hope that you continue to.
And you have been unbelievable, Lindsay. I don't know, like we talked about this on one of our last conversations for everyone. I don't know why it took you to be the one. There was something, you just broke it down for me in a way that made it, I don't know. It's just you sparked something in me. And so I thank you for that, honestly. And I love your updates. I love your reminders. I need them. I feel like I'm like a full-time job at times,
And you're not.
You are a busy, amazing human being. And this is like the last, but I think it's inspiring a lot of people. I do. I've heard it's come at me from so many different directions. So, I mean, I hope you are feeling that and at least.
Love hearing people's feedback. I love when people notice all of the things that you're doing. I love when people say, if Jen can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And honestly, there has been nothing greater than watching you to fly with this because this was something that was out of your comfort zone and you have taken it upon yourself and you've committed to it and you've done it. And I really hope that that serves as an inspiration to so many others, which it already has, but I hope that it continues to. And then we'll have another update later this summer and see how you're doing with these other 5 things that I just gave you.
Very excited. All good stuff.
Thanks for being here, Jen. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Linz. Mwah.
I hope that not only did you like this episode, but that you've enjoyed following this journey with one of my most special guests on the podcast. This has been just truly an honor and a pleasure to not only get to know Jen in the way that I have gotten to know her, but to guide her along this journey in the way that I have and to watch her grow and flourish. Truly, there is nothing better than to see someone who you adore as much as I adore Jen succeed. I hope that you have taken away so much from today's conversation. And while this wasn't a normal interview conversation of Dear Found Her, as you might here on a Tuesday, I do want to highlight some of the takeaways from today's conversation because these takeaways are so easy as you apply Instagram to your own business, and I do not want you to forget them. You want to make sure you sign up for my newsletter. The link is in the show notes because when you do, I will send you all the takeaways from every episode every week, plus other tips and tricks to grow your business. But for now, I want to share with you my top 5 takeaways from what Jen has said today through our conversation. Number 1, Instagram can't be a chore. It has to be fun. Number 2, You have to be yourself. That's why it works. Number three, it doesn't matter if you knock it out of the park every time. Number four, do things off the cuff. Post content in the moment. You heard Jen say her most well-received piece of content was about a ride on a train in Florida, and it definitely wasn't planned. Number five, there has to be a balance. You have to be picky and choosy about what you show in your personal life and how you show it. And I'm going to throw in a number six because she said this and she said this to me multiple times, but your relationship with Instagram or any social media platform is going to ebb and flow. There is going to be a struggle sometimes with consistency, with what you put out into the world. But the more you do it and the more you practice, the more it will stay top of mind and the better you will get at it.
I'll be dropping a bonus episode tomorrow where I show Jen how to check her insights and what they mean. And don't forget, if you want more, so many of you have asked, so I'm bringing back my course, Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp. It's a two-hour workshop on Monday and a Q&A next Tuesday. Not to be missed. It's live and you will walk away with so much that you can apply right now to your Instagram for your small business. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for being here. We will be back next week with all new episodes.